Thank you. If you appreciate the tuning so much, I hope you'll enjoy the playing more.
Tráfico en radio.
De la paresse, oreiller de chair fraîche où l'on ne peut aimer, mais où la vie afflue et s'agite sans cesse, comme l'air dans le ciel et la mer dans la mer. Léonard de Vinci, miroir profond et sombre, où les anges charmants avec un doux sourire, tout chargés de mystère, apparaissent à l'ombre des glaciers et des pins qui ferment leur pays. Rembrandt, triste hôpital tout rempli de murmures, et d'un grand crucifix décoré seulement, où la prière en pleurs s'exhale des ordures et d'un rayon d'hiver traversé brusquement. Michel-Ange, lieu vague où l'on voit des Hercules se mêler à des Christs et se lever tout droit des fantômes puissants qui, dans les crépuscules, déchirent leur sueur en étirant leurs doigts. Colère de boxeur, impudence de faune, toi qui suramassais la beauté des goujats, grand cœur gonflé d'orgueil, homme débile et jaune, Puget, mélancolique empereur des forçats. Watteau, ce carnaval où bien des cœurs illustres, comme des papillons, errent en flamboyant, des corps frais et légers, éclairés par des lustres qui versent la folie à ce bal tournoyant. Goya, cauchemar plein de choses inconnues, de fœtus qu'on fait cuire au milieu des sabbats, de vieilles au miroir et d'enfants toutes nues pour tenter les démons ajustant bien leur bas. De la croix, l'acte sans fonté des mauvais anges, ombragé par un bois de sapin toujours vert, où sous un ciel chagrin, des fanfares étranges passent comme un soupir étouffé de bébés. Ces malédictions, ces blasphèmes, ces plaintes, ces extases, ces cris, ces pleurs, ces tédéum sont un écho redit par mille labyrinthes. C'est pour les cœurs mortels un divin opium. C'est un cri répété par mille sentinelles, un ordre renvoyé par mille porte-voix. C'est un phare allumé sur mille citadelles, un appel de chasseurs perdu dans le grand bois. Car c'est vraiment, Seigneur, le meilleur témoignage que nous puissions donner de notre dignité, que cet ardent sang qui roule d'âge en âge et vient mourir au bord de votre
éternité. La corriente femenina del cante lleva un nuevo son, un nuevo eco entre sus más puros cauces. Rocío Jurado.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
The big rock music festival in New York State, in a little helpless town called Bethel, has attracted 300,000 people. Today, the management begged all others not already there, please, to turn around and go home. Most of the 300,000 are young. Many are long-haired, some like to turn on with drugs, and there have been problems about that. And all of them, for reasons which baffle most of their elders, if not betters, are crazy enough to crowd into an area so jammed that the management has had to fly doctors in and out by helicopter. Oh yes, there was music. Bethel seemed bemused by the whole thing.
Pop music festivals have been held throughout the country for a few years, and they've become more and more popular. But no one, not even the promoters who promised this would be the biggest event ever, were ready for this. Yesterday, more than 300,000 people showed up, each to do his thing in his own way. And they camped, using what seemed like all the possible ways for camping, on Max Jaeger's 650-acre farm. They promised not to bother his 350 milk cows.
Even a gathering of peace and music has its problems. There is a food shortage, not enough sanitation facilities or water. Traffic is still absolutely impossible. By today, there were thousands of minor injuries, and doctors and nurses were flown in to help. And it rained last night. That aggravated the situation. So there are lots of complaints about poor planning. But most people don't seem too upset about such problems. For the most part, the mood here is refreshing. More than 300,000 people getting along under the common banner of peace and music and love.
Tonight and tomorrow night, The Outline presents Trip 66 at Longshoreman's Hall Beach and Mason Streets on Fisherman's Wharf, featuring the sounds of the Grateful Dead, the Loading Zone, The Answer, the Seance of Sound, all these in continuous music from 9 to 1. You'll encounter such spectacles as Columbus Needs Indians, the Merry Pranksters, Hetty the Witch, liquid projections, colored tar pits, royal trumpets, air dome projections, and much, much more. 4 full hours of ceaseless entertainment and happenings in this, the biggest and best Trips Festival yet. Don't miss out on this electronic performance at Fisherman's Wharf in Longshoreman's Hall. It's happening tonight and tomorrow. It's out of sight. It's Trip 66. Tickets available at the door, $2.50 each. Be sure to get there early.
This is only a test.
Our next guest is one of the most distinctive writers and performers working today.
He's kind of a combination poet, jazz singer, and vagrant.
I'm a Methodist.
Some words are more colorful than others.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Sometimes.
Reality is for people who can't face drugs.
A girl is right to assume her date will perform little acts of courtesy which are his privilege. If you are smart, you will allow him to open doors and hold chairs. Don't barge on ahead like a baby elephant. You'll get attention all right, but it won't be favorable. It is correct to pause and let him know you expect him to act like a gentleman. He'll love it and think you're a lady, and in return it will flatter his masculine ego.
That was a good taste tip for you. Now
here's something else that's good taste too.
I worry primarily about whether there are nightclubs in heaven.